The next patient is Dul Williams. First name, Delta Uniform Lima Echo. Williams. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is following the practice because of impairment of the kidney function. The patient has a history of hyperglycemia and diabetes mellitus that has been under control most of the time. Apparently, we don't know exactly how much metformin he takes. He has a history of hypertension that has been under control. He has a history of cardiovascular disease, status post stenting in the past, and COPD because he used to smoke. He quit in 1998. The patient, when we saw him last, in July, in the comprehensive metabolic profile disclosed the presence of a creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 31, and a GFR of 44. The patient comes today with a creatinine of 2.76, a BUN of 32, a potassium of 5.3, sodium of 140, CO2 23, BUN 32. Period. There was a significant deterioration of the kidney function with a estimated GFR going down to 23 mLs per minute. My impression is that after reviewing the medication list and talking to a patient, that it seems that he was given celecoxib, C-E-L-E-C-O-X-I. Be like a boy, celecoxib, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets, 2 times a day. Period. The patient had the back surgery with excellent results, and he comes here for the follow-up, and we have these findings. The changes that we are going to implement, make sure that he doesn't take any non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The patient has a medication called losartan in combination with hydrochlorothiazide. He has a systolic of 99 today. We are going to ask him to switch to every other day. But if the systolic blood pressure is below 110, don't take it. He has lost weight. Along with the deterioration of the kidney function, there is evidence of anemia with a hemoglobin of 10.9 grams per cent. The patient doesn't have any symptoms suggestive of prostatism. Number two, hyperuricemia that we're going to reevaluate. He has the uric acid under control with the administration of allopurinol. Following number diabetes mellitus, we are going to order the hemoglobin A1C. Following number hypertension that we already discussed. Following number, he is an ex-smoker that has COPD. Following number, he has coronary artery disease with 2 stents that were placed in 2011. Whether or not the patient is following up with a cardiologist is unknown. I imagine that before the back surgery, he had a clearance for anesthesia. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, like as mentioned before. Following number, enlarged prostate with no symptoms of increased frequency or burning. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested a 14-minute review in the lab and the admission. In the face-to-face, we spent 20 minutes, and the recommendation, 8 minutes.